Commissioner, in the last 5 weeks of hearing, we've heard much about the past and present practices of the laboratory, and you have heard evidence from scientists, police and experts, and then over the last week from managers involved in the management of the laboratory. In this final module, which will probably take a day to a day and a half, you will hear evidence from two highly experienced forensic DNA scientists, Dr. Rebecca Kogios and Ms. Heidi Baker, who have conducted a review of the current operation of the lab. That review involved a thorough consideration of whether the lab's operations are consistent with international best practice, what needs to be done to rectify deficiencies that they identified, and where the lab should review or retest samples which have been dealt with in a way that has in the past been inconsistent with best practice. I might bring up the expert report. Can we bring up EXP.0007.0001.0001? So this is the expert report that Ms. Baker and Dr. Kogios have prepared, and it's dated the 28th of October, 2022. I might just tender it now, Commissioner, and you can go and
yes. Consider it. The report is Exhibit 187.
Ms. Baker, I might just tell you very briefly about the two experts, Commissioner, and then we won't need to traverse through that again when they give evidence. Ms. Baker has a Bachelor of Science with honours in genetics. She is currently a forensic senior scientist at the highly regarded Institute of Environmental Science and research, which is what's referred to as ESR, and you've heard references to ESR before, and ESR is in New Zealand. Ms. Baker has over 20 years' experience as a scientist and senior scientist in forensic DNA laboratories and is currently based in the forensic research and development team at ESR, providing technical advice for genomics research and social systems projects. Dr. Kogios has a PhD in molecular biology and bachelor degrees in science and law. She is the executive director of the Forensic Services Department, which is part of the Victorian Police, and she has had a career of more than 20 years in forensic biology. She has responsibility for all forensic services provided by the Victorian Police, including forensic DNA. Between them, the two experts have worked at four forensic service providers in three different countries and have a combined experience of more than 40 years in forensic DNA. They were provided with over 2,300 documents that had been compiled by the Commission to cover the current operations of the lab, and that included a full set of the current standard operating procedures, recent quality system documents and management team meetings, and they were also given the other expert reports that you obtained, Commissioner, for the purposes of this commission.
That is 2,300 documents, not 2,300 pages.
Correct.
Each document being maybe containing dozens or hundreds of pages.
Sometimes many pages.
Yes.
Many pages. They visited the laboratory over 4 days between the 21st and 27th of September 2022, and that included tours and explanations of relevant parts of the laboratory and interviews with staff. They're involved in speaking to staff of the laboratory on 22 occasions, from reporting, analytical and evidence recovery scientists to senior scientists, team leaders, the managing scientist, the quality manager of FSS, and the executive director of FSS. They have in their report identified a number of features of the laboratory that fall below best practice. Some are high level and they affect the way that the lab as a whole functions, and others are technical. And we will canvass a number of them in their oral evidence today and likely continuing into tomorrow. Ms. Baker and Dr. Kogios also deal with a number of issues in relation to the governance and structure of the laboratory, and they identify some difficulties with the current structure for the management and governance of the lab. They have made 47 recommendations to bring the lab back into line with best practice. Before we call them, I wanted to just outline very briefly a few of the issues that they have discussed in their report. The first key issue is about workflow, something, Commissioner, that you've heard about a number of times over the course of the last 5 weeks. Ms. Baker and Dr. Kodgios identify a number of features of the current workflow that create a potential issue, including that there is no dedicated case manager for cases other than those designated as P1. The lab tests everything it receives, and the lab uses a worklist system so that reporting is done on a sample-by-sample basis without full case context. No DNA and DIFP results, when they were still reported, were reported without a reporting scientist considering the results at all. A whole of case review would only occur when a statement was required for court, and they expressed the opinion that that, for reasons they identify, is problematic because the risks of this workflow are significant. One risk is the missed opportunity to obtain all available forensic evidence. Another is the risk of not detecting contamination or unexpected results, and also the potential over-servicing and damage to the relationships of the lab, both internally in the sense of the trust of its scientists and externally in terms of the trust of the QPS. Ms. Baker and Dr. Kodgios consider that this workflow model, the production line model presently in use, falls below what is required to be best practice, and they consider it results in suboptimal triage and case review in some cases. And ultimately, as you'll hear from them, they recommend some changes that could be made or considered in terms of the operation of the lab. In relation to the issue of thresholds, something that you've heard a lot of evidence about, Commissioner, Dr. Kodgios and Ms. Baker, consistently with what other experts have said, have found that the lab's approach to thresholds falls below best practice. The no DNA threshold could be best practice if properly validated and properly explained to end users of the results, but neither is the case at present. The DIFP threshold is not supported by Ms. Baker or Dr. Kodgios at all. Rectification of this issue will require a review of all samples reported as DIFP and immediate proper validation of the limited detection. In terms of future thresholds, Dr. Kodgios and Ms. Baker suggest no threshold at all for serious or complex crimes, or only a limit of detection threshold, which would be able to be overruled by a scientist at the scientist's discretion. Ms. Baker and Dr. Kodgios also found a number of other features of the lab's current operations to fall below best practice, including the lack of YSDR testing, the reporting of incorrect results to police, the elution and auto-concentration practices, and the change in cleaning protocols for bones that was implemented in 2019. They also make a number of recommendations in areas where practice can be improved. In relation to SAKES, they recommend the provision of feedback to collectors of SAKES, accreditation of kits, and the formation of an interagency group to provide advice on best practice. They also recommend changes to the content of the SAKES, including extra swabs, a swab to take a reference sample, materials to take fingernail clippings, and to make slides for microscopy. In quality management, they are concerned by the current arrangements, which involve the quality senior scientist who is embedded in casework and has no power to overrule a manager, and the quality manager of FSS, who plays an advisory role only. They recommend a quality manager role which is dedicated solely to the forensic casework and a quality lead within all DNA analysis teams. In the structure of the lab, they recommend the division of managerial and technical roles, with a management role with sole responsibility for DNA analysis and a technical lead to serve as the custodian of scientific health. Ms. Baker and Dr. Kodgios also recommend the development of research, development, and innovation capabilities in the lab to ensure they keep a pace of scientific developments in the field. Ms. Baker and Dr. Kodgios also identify significant problems in the culture of the laboratory, including strained relationships, inability to resolve scientific differences, disconnect from the other labs, and opaque decision-making. However, as you will hear, Commissioner, I expect very early in their evidence, they have a very high regard for the scientists who work in the laboratory. And we're very impressed by the quality and experience of those scientists. They identify the features of a healthy scientific workplace culture as being one in which you can raise concerns without the fear of retribution, one that encourages innovation, and one that is supported by a values-based culture. Dr. Kodgios and Ms. Baker will give evidence simultaneously and by video link, Dr. Kodgios in Victoria and Ms. Baker in New Zealand. Is it convenient, Commissioner, if we call them now and commence their evidence?
Of course. Yes, certainly.
I call Dr. Kodgios and Ms. Baker. I think I'm told they should be in the link. I can see Ms. Baker. I should say, Commissioner, just while we're waiting for Dr. Kodgios to join, I will.
Other labs.
I'm going to address a few topics with the experts, and then I'll hand over to Ms. Hedge, and she'll address other topics.
Very early in their evidence, they have a very high regard for the scientists who work in the laboratory, and we're very impressed by the quality and experience of those scientists. They identify the features of a healthy scientific workplace culture and being one in which...
Can we just adjourn for a moment and we'll get the technology working?
That's right, just get it working. I'll wait.
One that is supported by a values-based culture. Kodgios Baker will give evidence simultaneously and by video link. Dr. Kodgios...
Are you able to mute Ms. Baker?
New Zealand... Is it convenient, Commissioner, if we...
Kodgios, you will need to turn your video camera off, please.
Commissioner, I understand the operator has asked us to adjourn
All right.
We can just sort out the feedback.
Yes, certainly.
So we're going to adjourn for 5 minutes.
Yes.
All right.